runs beside the graveyard. It houses crucial evidence of suffering and brutal death. Special prisoners were held there. Important people whose identities were sometimes erased from the records. Please don't go into the building yet. First, look above the windows. When there were classrooms in this building, ventilation holes let breezes through. But the Khmer Rouge boarded up the ground floor vents. Iron bars were added to the windows and glass shutters that could be closed. Inside, prisoners were confined and tortured. They were forbidden to cry out, but they did, of course. In spite of the barriers, other prisoners heard them. S21, you see, was a very secret place. People were brought here in trucks, blindfolded. No one knew where they had gone. They might be held for weeks, even months. Some were tortured 3 times a day. Now, glance back towards the street outside. Did you notice the rows of jagged wire above the fence? It kept prisoners in and others out. The people who ran the country ruled by secrecy and fear in the name of Onkar. The name simply meant the organization. Suspicion was everywhere. Although Phnom Penh was almost empty, a second corrugated metal fence, just a few blocks away, guarded the prison too. The few workers who remained in this part of the city called S21, Kanlang Chol Mandail Cheng, the place people enter but never leave. So what was so secret about Building A? On the ground floor are 10 rooms, all much the same, once stained with blood. In each room is an iron bed where prisoners were shackled. On each bed is a set of leg irons and a munition box used for human waste. You'll also find old black and white pictures of bodies. They were photographed as they were found, chained to beds, mutilated and murdered. In one room, there is a table, perhaps a school desk. A prisoner may have sat there, writing his forced confession. If what he wrote was not what the interrogator wanted, the pages were crumpled up, and the torture continued. One interrogator remembered.
I had power over the enemy. I never thought of his life. When I raised my hand, my heart never checked my brain, never stopped my hands and feet from striking. My heart and my hand worked together. Torture was like that. Once we had the answers, we killed them all.
You can hear more inside Building A, at stop number 4. Please be